Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's a home run shot for Bateman. Touchdown, Ravens.
Lamar Jackson, 5 touchdowns last night on the way to a win over the Bucs. NHL's got 32 teams in action tonight, 16 games. The Frozen Frenzy. Joe, would you like to play a fun game?
Sure. Hockey game?
It's called Go to the NHL website and see if it's back up.
It's down?
The NHL website has been down for about an hour.
They were very prepared
The day of the Frozen Frenzy.
Yeah.
It is down.
Sweet. Considering they're also usually the best... They're usually the best stat site for hockey. Can't go on any of it.
Nope.
Great league. Great operation. They're running over there at all times. Yeah.
803-0550. What else?
They're currently asking on ESPN. They just changed it. Is Patrick Mahomes underappreciated?
Man, you just gotta.
I don't think the media knows how to cover the Chiefs right now. I don't think they have any clue what to do with it. They are 6-0, and he is not playing well, and he has more picks than touchdowns.
There are two stats right here that go hand in hand. He has the highest completion percentage of his career. Congratulations. He has the lowest air yards per throw of his career. There's the completion percentage.
That kind of makes it more wild that he has 8 interceptions.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? That he's throwing the ball short and is completing passes, but he's still getting picks against him.
Does Chiefs adversity make a three-peat more likely? Okay.
I'm telling you, they don't know what to do with the Chiefs. Really, it's simple. To me, it's simple. Their defense is amazing.
Yeah.
That's it.
And
Steve Spagnuolo is amazing. Their defense is carrying them. That, to me, is the only analysis you need of the Kansas City Chiefs.
And
going back to the playoffs.
There's one more thing also. This is something that the Patriots had for them, too. Other teams get brain lock when they play you.
Yeah,
the Chiefs,
that does appear
everybody
to happen.
Gets just a little bit dumber when they play the Chiefs and make dumb mistakes and do terrible things. Everybody gets brain lock.
Yeah, that's right.
803-0550.
Someone's got to beat them.
It's something else. Oh, so something to watch for this weekend. Have you seen any of Lee Corso on College Game Day?
No.
More and more are kind of noticing, like, hey, he's getting up there. And
what is he, in his 80s?
The end has to be here for having him on television. Like, we got to be getting close. And I saw Dimitri Ravanos, I believe is his name, brought this up and said, like, I think something happens on as soon as this Saturday. Like, we could see Corso, like, hey, I'm stepping away.
Okay. That it's going to happen mid-season here?
I don't know. I mean, there was a write-up here from Barrett Media that Dimitri Ravanos, who has a podcast, covers the SEC, just says, I don't have any insider knowledge. I just think it's going to come to an end. That maybe he'll be back, maybe.
Holy cow. He's 89.
Yeah, we're getting to...
And still on television? That's incredible. That's an accomplishment in its own right, but 89.
He's a legend. I mean, that broadcast. Yeah. College Game Day is, if I may borrow, like, it's Hockey Night in Canada level.
Yeah, it's awesome.
In that it was such an important show, not only that it covered the sport, that it elevated the sport. Its existence made the sport better. And College Game Day has done that for, decades. Yeah. Corso and Herb Street, you know, it's just, it'll be different without Corso.
I do like the new iteration of it, though. Like, I don't love the McAfee show. I don't watch it a ton. I like him on game day, though. He's good on game day, and that whole panel, I think, works together, even without Corso in it, on game days. Saban, I can't decide if I like him on it or not. I think he needs to get a little bit more of a understanding that I'm the curmudgeon on the show a little bit. But I think that could get a little better, too. Yeah, I like the new game day setup. But what's the original game day for me? It's Corso, it's Herb Street. Is it Fowler? Is Fowler doing it like 15 years ago? 20 years ago?
Reese Davis?
Is Reese Davis still
in
there?
That's who you're thinking of.
Or Reese Davis.
No, Fowler would have been there at some point. Yeah.
Fowler was there at the start, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe that was it. Maybe it's just those three.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved game day.
So tonight is a funny thing. Ready for this? Carlo Colaiacovo covers the Leafs, talks Toronto sports radio in the morning.
Uh-huh.
He has posted that their show has put together, their show's first up, 1050, up there in Toronto.
Okay.
A 16-way NHL Frozen Frenzy parlay.
Oh. What's a payout?
Picking just winners.
Okay.
$10 16-leg parlay.
Yeah.
What do you think?
So this is getting every game right. You pick the winner right of every
game. Pick the every game. Some favorites, some underdogs. He's got Vancouver, Colorado, Boston, Carolina, Ottawa, the Stars. So get the Stars tonight.
Okay.
So if you were to pick all 16 winners, it's these 16 because it's not the same depending on which 16.
Yeah.
$10, the first up show there, Carlo Colaiacovo put it together. $10 wins?
Got to be like 20 grand.
$154,000.
Wow. I might have to do that. I might have to throw a little 16-leg parlay on tonight.
16-way.
Man, imagine losing by one or two, though.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean,
imagine being the guy that got 16 right and then you just have $150,000 in your pocket.
That'd be pretty nice.
Yeah.
Depends on which 16. Pick every underdog.
Let's put it together. 16 legs. Who are we picking?
Pick every underdog. I bet it's way higher.
Yeah. I think that's one of those I want to pick every favorite. I thought about picking, I don't know what kind of odds I would get. I bet it's still not half bad. If you parlayed right now the four AFC East division leaders as the winners at the end of the season, like you'd be getting paid out more than you bet because there's a lot of season left and the North, I guess, is still tied technically. Yeah. I like throwing those favorites together when you're parlaying things.
I want to give you the number on picking every underdog.
Okay. Every underdog. Which in the NHL, by the way, like usually underdogs are never like a huge.
Yeah.
Like you're not going to get like plus 5,000 underdogs.
Let's put it this way.
In the NHL.
If you picked every underdog.
Yeah.
It won't even let me do it because the max you can win is $1 million.
Oh, okay.
So here you go. $1 on every underdog is $511,000.
Wow. $1 just to pick all the underdogs.
All the underdogs.
16-0 underdogs over favorites.
Yep.
Is it? It's in your thing now, your slip?
I mean, it's right there.
I think you got to do it. It's right there.
Odds just readjusted to 507.
They heard us talking about it.
I guess
it.
So. Like,
oh, we make sure they don't do this here.
The Sabres are an underdog. They're not the biggest underdog on the board, though, but they are an underdog at home. So, I mean, win tonight. Power play goal, No goal on the penalty kill.
And then Samuelson.
And
not.
Samuelson don't make a turnover that, you know, that makes us go crazy.
Yeah.
Best I got.
Do you like the Dallas uniforms? You a fan of those?
What they're wearing now?
Yeah.
I like it.
The lighter green.
They made a change to a better green recently.
Yeah.
And I also really do like, yes, I like their, it's like a Kelly green almost.
Yes.
And I also like their fluorescent glow-in-the-dark ones that look like a rave. I think those are good.
Yeah, yeah.
I think those are good. Good alternates, black with like neon green yellow. I do like that.
Yep.
This would have been a good black and red game. Stars.
I think they all would be pretty good black and red games, if we're being honest. Right?
Yeah.
Now even more so because I'm just annoyed by their goal song pick.
I was just
going to
say.
And I'm going to like the red and black games more because in the black and red games, they're not going to have Kickstart My Heart as the goal song. Which the more, when they first announced it, you were more anti that song like the second it announced.
It's a really poorly placed song.
Because when I first heard it, that's what it was. I'm like, okay, that's fine. You're not really going out of left field for it. And then a couple of times in hearing it, I'm like, oh, no. This is bad. This is not good. I really hope they do a mid-season change on that front.
Yeah.
And get to hear what the black and red one will sound like. Which you said, what, Saturday is their first time doing
it? Yes. Saturday's Hockey Halloween, which means costumes. I was reading about...
Costumes to the Sabre game?
Yeah. So it's a Hockey Halloween, gives some details, rather, on Saturday. Goathead flag giveaway. Okay. First 5,000 fans.
Okay.
5,000
fans?
Yeah.
Out of,
5,000. Trick-or-treat trail on the 100 level from 11:30 to 12:30. You can, the first 1,000 kids can trick-or-treat.
Okay.
1,000? Pumpkin carving with Food Network's Eric Jones, an Olean native. He won Food Network's Outrageous Pumpkins, was a finalist in the network's Halloween Wars. He'll carve a large pumpkin to provide a fun photo op on the 100 level.
Okay.
And, Halloween-themed hair braiding, face painting, glitter tattoos, also available. Which, we're going on Saturday, we're going with the kids, so that is a lock. You All right. show my kids face painting.
They're in?
Oh, yes. They love a good face paint.
Face paint and Tage Thompson.
Face paint and Tage Thompson.
What a combo.
That's right.
Can't beat that.
I mean, 3.5-year-olds.
And JJ the turkey.
They don't sit for anything, but they will sit for face painting. Oh, yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
You should keep that in mind. If you ever need to calm them down, just have face paint at the go at all times. Is that a bad idea? Is that bad an idea? Maybe that's a terrible idea. Just to always be face painting your children because it's the only thing that gets them to sit.
It does get them to sit. We'll wrap things up, hand things off to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.